News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to another Monday here with Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 7:05 on April the 22nd. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
You're looking nautical today.
Very naughty, yes. Nautical. Oh, yeah, nautical. Yeah.
We're still looking at the hairless face of you.
May I say one thing very quick?
Yes. Sure.
Enormous, huge, happy birthday shout out to my bride.
Oh, Brenda's birthday.
Yes, indeed.
So how old is she, 20? Is she 18 yet?
Young at heart. And I will not give the actual numbers.
Well, if Brenda is listening right now, she should know that as her husband, Bob is talking about her birthday. You have a huge grin and a real smile on his face.
What you
so happy to
what
see
you
that.
Can actually see now, I guess.
Yeah.
So what did you get her?
We went to dinner, and because uh-huh. we had a very long day on Saturday. Congratulations to Chris Glavin and Mallory Glavin. We were at their wedding. We shot the video there, and so congratulations to them. So that was our Saturday, and then yesterday we kind of caught up a bunch of stuff, and she's actually off teaching class today, so.
Okay, well, happy birthday,
Brenda. I think we went out, last year we went, took him to Mexican food. It was fun.
Or something like that.
Yeah, Brenda remembers spilling the chips everywhere and we laughed. I said, hey, it's currently 59.
Speaking of laughing, here's Linda.
Hey, we had a great weekend. We always love our Mondays so we can cover, a lot of events that had happened over the weekend, share with you as well. There's political, non-political, some of the wonderful events that have gone on, you know, what was your experience, so on and so forth. But it's currently 60 degrees at the downtown studios here at KCNR. Good Monday morning to you. Looks like our forecast is sunny with temperatures of around 82. Tonight is clear with temperatures around 52. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And on the line right now, with our Wells Fargo Market Minute and our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative this morning, down 45 points at 14,502. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1552, and the NASDAQ is up 2 at 3,208. Active stocks this morning include Power One Incorporated, up $2.28 at $6.32, and Microsoft Corporation, up $1.27 at $31.03. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 6 cents at $4.95, and Exo Group is down 3 cents at $11.03. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.87%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 21 cents at $88.48. Gold is up $27 even at $1,422.60. And silver is up 42 cents at $23.43. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are, or even better, give them a call first at 243-7561 and call Kathy or Josh or Susan or Chris. Or even Steve, and find out what's going on with Wall Street. Pretty volatile down there.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to start about, hey, what happened this weekend? We're going to talk about It seems like the dot companies and a California assembly person are locked in a death struggle here about identifying information. Information that will affect you if you ever go on the computer. We'll be right back after these messages.
Once upon a midnight, dear, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape them.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take it advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 60 degrees out there. 7:13 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew. Go on down there for that great cup of coffee. Fix the way you want it. Plus, you can buy any type of coffee bean you can possibly imagine there for great prices. Walk next door to the most spectacular walk-in humidor in the North State, if not the entire state. All tobacco prices there will be the lowest in town. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have been in business there for 30 years and have been supporting this community for longer than that. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well,
they're big day today.
Well, today we depict Earth Day as far as globally, actually. It's an annual day in which events are held worldwide to demonstrate to support environmental protection. It is now coordinated globally by Earth Day Network and is celebrated in more than 192 countries every year. In 1969, at a UNESCO conference in San Francisco, the day proposed was March 21st, 1970, the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. this day of nature's, oh boy, I love this word.
Mayonnaise.
this one, equipoise.
Oh, equinox.
It says equipoise.
Equipoise.
Was later sanctioned in a proclamation signed by Secretary General USAID of the United Nations. A month later, a separate Earth Day was founded by United States Senator Gaylord Nelson as an environmental teach-in first held in April 22nd, 1970. Do you remember Earth Day?
I was involved with that.
How?
1970. I was still in college before I went to the Marine Corps. Yep. Well,
but how are you involved?
This guy named Bob Williams. In Nashville, Tennessee, and I got together, and we saw Earth Day was coming, so we organized Earth Day because being good college students, you're liberal, crazy fanatics. And you do these things. No, it was Earth Day. It seemed like a good thing to do. It was, you know, there was a lot of things on campus. So we put together just a couple of events. You know, that was about it. Next year I was in boot camp. But Earth Day, yeah, it's been around a long time.
Well, this is what really started mobilizing the whole idea of recycling. This is about when it started.
It was big. It was big. Yeah, you know, and protecting the Earth. And it wasn't it had not morphed into this, you know, let's plant spikes in the trees so loggers get hurt type environmentalism, or environmentalism that takes place at the destruction of people.
Well, that's true, but we also
it had not morphed to that.
We also need, it was because of through movements like this that we realize the toxics that have been wasted without any regulations that have just gone into rivers and killed our wildlife.
Yes, there was lots of that.
And that's happening with you know, kind of what makes me go kind of change gears quickly, but makes me think about what's happening with the massive pot growing, yeah. Marijuana wars, if you will, just dumping horrible toxics in toxic waste into the soil.
Yeah. Because things that are illegal.
That is going to somehow,
Yet the environmentalists are not fighting for that one. I don't quite understand how that works. Anyway,
so today's Earth Day.
Okay.
And we always remember that. There's a lot of other things that went on. I thought this was really interesting, too. Just quickly tell you about. You want to hear this one? Well.
Yes. I mean, I don't have much of a choice. You're getting ready to do it, so I mean, no.
Well, in 1985, Washington and Lee University researchers reported this day that Martha Washington had 29,650 pounds when she and George were married.
She weighed that much? No, I don't believe she weighed that much.
Now, before you smart Alex,
no, you
start
said
smacking,
she had that much.
Cracking about the father of our country, like cuddly women, 29,650 pounds was worth $5.9 million on their wedding day.
Oh, you married well. So that was worth a lot of money.
Yeah, just thought I'd tell you that. Anyway, that was just a Monday little stuff.
Okay, now we can get into some other stuff.
Like, what you do over the weekend?
There's a new law that's been proposed by a California Congress or Assemblywoman that says, essentially, you have to give up .coms and all these companies have to give up information. It says it's a web bill. And what it says is the Right to Know Act and Assembly Bill 1291 is being opposed by 15 companies and trade groups. It would require companies not only to show consumers the information they've collected, but also who they're giving it to, who's using this. Tech America, which represents Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and other technological companies, is one of the guys fighting this trade group. And the companies and groups are demanding that the measure's author, Assemblywoman Bonnie Lowenthal, a Democrat from Long Beach, dropped the bill. They said it would open up their businesses to a veritable avalanche of lawsuits. Bad Bob.
Sir.
Okay. How much data have they mined on us if we use Facebook?
Well, it depends on what you mean by we. Personal information, this is where the laws have not yet caught up with technology. Personal information is a marketable commodity, and we have come to expect things like Gmail and Yahoo Messenger and all these, quote, free services. Well, there's no such thing as a free lunch. All that stuff has to be paid for. How they pay for it is by gathering statistical data, some personally identifiable information, then turning around and marketing it. That is how they pay for the whole thing. So, yes, we can clamp down and say that nothing can be revealed to anybody without your express consent. We have the right to do that. The trade-off is all these, quote, free services go away. Now, I know plenty of people who say, well, I don't need any of that. But for the larger, you know, for a large group of people, that's going to cut them off from a lot of services.
What about the so you're saying that. But we don't know how much they what they've collected on us, right?
I mean, if you did, you can find out.
At what level do we know? I mean, do they know something happened all the way back to when you were in high school? Because it may have been put onto a Facebook page.
If you
someplace.
Put it in Facebook, yeah, that information is out there somewhere. How much of it is tagged directly to you? That is an unknown. And I understand the concerns. Now, when I use Gmail, I accept the fact that ever since I mentioned boats once in a while, my emails, that boat ads are going to pop up on the side. And there is, and I may get a boating catalog someday. Can that information be used against me? Probably not. But if you are particularly worried about what people are doing with your information, then yes. But be prepared to say goodbye to a lot of free services, because companies that can't afford these lawsuits will just bail and leave the big players in the game.
Okay.
Do you ever feel like, well, again, we're talking about the feeling of being tracked, like going to the grocery store and using your card. Not getting, if you don't have your card, pharmacies, such as, you know, Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens, every grocery store now. It's everywhere you go.
They track everything you're buying.
Everywhere you go.
So are you getting inundated with those, like, those Viagra things?
No.
Okay. Well, okay, that's good.
I have a good spam filter on my email. But, again, things like email, free email will probably go away if this bill is pushed to the limit, and expect to start paying a fee for, just like the good old days when you had to pay a fee to your ISP to have email.
Really? I did. No, no, no.
You still do. No, I don't. Well, somebody charges me $5 a month.
Well, then that's a mistake.
Oh, okay.
Because hey, I did pay for...
Speaking of mistakes, we went over our break time. We've got to go right
Mindspring.
Now. Carl and Linda Bott. We are we are data mining why I'm paying money to her account.
Well, let's come back and talk about what's happened locally over the weekend. Some fabulous stuff. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
A fiery ring.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Lighty reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. That's right, Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, right here in Redding. Give them a call at 530-244-9141. Find out the kind of stuff they have. I mean, they have everything. Raw milk. They've got it all. They've got, you know, anything you could possibly imagine there for your health and, well-being. Orchard Nutrition, 244-9141.
Now, I know we want to move ahead with what's, you know, it's Monday, the 22nd of April and move forward.
Rodeo!
But we wanted to talk about what happened over the weekend. I mean, there was such awesome. I mean, the turnout. The turnout for Cool April Nights, could the weather be any better?
No, it couldn't have been. And in the Show and Shine, they had it at Crown Motors. The next night, Friday, Red Bluff Roundup.
And they also, oh my gosh, I mean, the cruise!
Everything was going great. And then Saturday, at an Anselmo's, you sang Full House. Great time.
We had a beautiful time. I understand it was also the symphony fundraiser and our good friends
there.
Lori and Rick had, you know, people had show and shines just all day long. And of course, Saturday were the events at the Civic Center. And I just, you know, the news, the Facebook,
the cars,
everybody was just really happy with every event.
And Sunday, we went to a birthday party
for about Judah, 15
for
kids.
Judah, who is Santos, who is our media director's son. He's one of five boys they have in the family, and they're all under the age of 11.
And then Anna.
And then Anna, we have one of our sales executives, account executives, brought her four boys. And then there were two little boys that came just from down the street that were there.
And one girl.
And one girl and a baby boy. I mean, there was so much boy there and so well behaved. And then we got to hit the pinata.
So well behaved.
You know, it was a wonderful
really
time.
Well behaved.
Happy birthday out to,
gave me
out
a lot
to
of,
the Urban family.
Yeah. And it gave us both, or it gave me, I can say, a lot of faith in watching these people parent their kids and, constant, like, each one of those children had individual attention. They were well behaved. Of course, they're rambunctious and everything. They played with they did the pinata, but I mean, there was no,
there's no meanness. There was little ones. The little ones getting in the little, they got in an altercation once. and one of them smacked the other one. Santos goes, smacked him, put your face on the wall. And they have to go to the nearest wall and they put their face on the wall. And that's their punishment. And they have to stay there.
Like timeout. That's their timeout.
It's a timeout. Put your face on the wall. And they do that and it's like a timeout. It lasts like a minute. Because they're like five or six or something. But that's it. That's all was needed. Not another thing was after. And they went over and apologized to the other little boy. I mean, these are like, 12 boys out there. And you're out there playing. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's going to be somebody dead. But they weren't. They were very all
you do not have a minute. None of those. They were so supervised. And it was lovely to see. There was a minute for somebody to get away with something that
Jennifer,
was
Jennifer,
just...
do you ever get to sit down? No, I don't. I sit down. I sat down because I took the other, I took a baby and fed it. That's where I got to sit down. That was it.
Oh, we have a lot of anyway. Stuff happening this week too. Right. But anyway, we just want to share with you over the weekend. How was your weekend? It was a tremendous weekend for us. A lot of really good feelings went out this weekend, I believe.
We've got a lot of things
really positive.
Yeah. Got a lot of things happening this week. Turtle Bay's coming in right after the break. We want to talk about what's going on out there. And then Danny and Sherry still coming in on their, a new show that's going to be debuting here on KCNR.
We've got
a lot of things happening this week. We've got some surprises happening this week.
Announcements.
Yeah, some announcements. Sheriff will be here Wednesday. We just got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of announcements happening this week, that can affect and probably will affect our community. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 60 degrees and it's 7:30 in the morning, April the 22nd.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a mixed market on Wall Street this after a round of mixed earnings reports and data showing home resales edged lower in March. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 50 points. Meanwhile, News Corporation says it has reached a $139 million settlement with its shareholders over its much-publicized phone hacking scandal. The initial lawsuit filed in March 2011 was over News Corp's purchase of Shine Group. It was later amended to add claims related to the phone hacking scandal. News Corp is the parent company of the Fox Business Network. And Lufthansa has grounded nearly all of its flights due to a strike by staff overpay. The Union for Germany's largest airline called for the strike after several rounds of pay talks with management ended without an agreement. Lufthansa says around 1,700 flights have been canceled and estimates the strike will cost it tens of millions of euros. This comes as travelers in the U.S. face a possible rough start to the week as FAA furloughs begin to take effect. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Living Well in Redding, April 27th and 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Redding's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Redding Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Redding area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Redding's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Redding, April 27th and 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 7:34 in the morning, 60 degrees out there, April the 22nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They've been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. It's drawn from the protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta and has the best tasting, purest natural source of spring water anywhere. Mount Shasta Springwater. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com. Good stuff. You know, you know what? I take it and I gargle with it in the morning before I come on.
Well, it's a great, yeah, we do get it at home. We get it by the jugs. Is that what
yeah,
it's
we
called?
Do. Well, I don't know. Something like that.
Gallons. By the gallons.
I wouldn't use that term specifically, jugs, but that's okay.
Welcome back to the show.
Bob uses it a lot.
Today is a really, we love about this portion of the show is we get to talk about what's happening in the community. Toby's over there and he's turning 20 colors of red. I know it's probably because you were out with Cool April Nights and it was a beautiful weekend to be out and about, and which brings us to our next event that's going to be coming up here with our Turtle Bay favorites. People, Toby Osborne and Christine Liedebrand, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to now learn about an event that's happening called Natural Indulgence.
That's right. We, our newest event at Turtle Bay is this coming Thursday, May 2nd, and it's called Natural Indulgence, Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. And the whole point of this event is to share with folks that eating natural, organic, sustainable, and healthy does not have to be wheatgrass, alfalfa sprouts, and tofu. This is a tasting event with food and drink that are made with natural, sustainable, and organic ingredients that taste amazing.
So give us kind of a rundown of, okay, this is going to be all natural foods. Are there going to be different stations with?
We're having 9 different participating local restaurants. There's 5 restaurants that are serving food tastings and 4 that are serving cocktail tastings. And each one of them is a different type of food. Like Tapas Downtown they're making beef and wild Oregon mushroom pastries featuring free range grass-fed beef and wild Oregon mushrooms. Chartwell's is preparing a lemon ricotta cheese with organic strawberries and balsamic, featuring a locally handcrafted cheese from an Orland creamery. I mean, this is some really amazingly decadent foods and drinks.
I think you're all going to be on again to talk about this before. I believe, aren't you?
Well, this event is Wednesday, correct?
No, it's Thursday, May 2nd. Thursday, May 2nd.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tickets are on sale now.
We're going to bring you in some samplers of
That's what I was getting to.
Well, yeah, but I also love the idea is that we're hearing more and more we think about this is going to be like a stretch, but it's going to come back to where our health care is, that we really are in control of our body.
Exactly.
And what you put in it. And to make sure that what you put into it is clean and natural and try to have a positive attitude. Do what you can to really help yourself be the healthiest that you can be. So this is, I love how we are now evolving as a society and a community here to start thinking about how you farm, what you eat. Restaurants are looking at that. And of course,
exactly.
Turtle Bay, you guys are the bed of educating the public at large.
Exactly. That's one of Turtle Bay's missions is to talk about the environment and to bring up these types of subjects. And we feel that natural indulgence is an excellent way to do that because, like I said, you know, the things that you eat don't have to be tasteless. They can be delicious. like Cicada Cantina, that's one of the drinks. They're making a hibiscus tequila sparkler made with house-infused hibiscus tequila, a splash of house-made agua de limon, mango puree, organic agave nectar, and a splash of champagne. I mean, doesn't that just sound amazing?
It wouldn't be one of the samples that comes through here next week. I'm just wondering.
No. We're going to keep it kid-friendly.
Yeah, and you need your limo to take you home on biodiesel fuel.
Exactly.
You know, the thing about this is that we're seeing so many more, and Linda hit it right on the head. You're seeing so much more awareness of what people are putting into their bodies.
Exactly.
So now you've got Turtle Bay and other areas that are educating the people about it. Mm-hmm. The more people you talk to is people are starting, it's starting to, they're being aware of it, become mm-hmm. aware of it. Mm-hmm. We have our farmer's market yep. going.
Exactly.
And here's the thing is there would be no reason that the North State in Reading couldn't kind of start becoming known as a place where you could get fresh food, where you could get organic type stuff, that you can, when you go to a restaurant, that you could be eating free-ranging chicken or grass-fed beef. And this would be something that people, you know, when they come through, they'd have several places to go to buy.
Well, we're going to take a break right now. Let's return, and we're going to be talking about a fantastic event coming up at Turtle Bay, along with our guests, Christine Liederbrand and Toby Osborne. Natural Indulgence. Find out about tickets and more about this fabulous event. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Dean Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere Kubota tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning, 7:43 here on this beautiful 22nd of April. It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios, and it's one of these days. Good. That was right on key.
It's because, Bob's tickling me. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. That's right. I tell you what, they had a great show and shine out there last Thursday. It's your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. And Ram trucks are the number one truck for 2013, according to Car and Driver. And they have every type of truck, car, or SUV that you could possibly want, new or previously owned. Stop on by 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Your neighbors are going to do great deals for you. And their service department is absolutely fabulous. In, out, and they're not going to keep your car forever.
All right. We love, bringing on our Turtle Bay friends, Toby Osborne and Christine Liedebrand. We were discussing an upcoming event that's happening this week.
Next week.
Next week. I'm sorry, you guys. Forgive me. It is May 2nd. The event is May 2nd.
Yes, May 2nd.
And it's called Natural Indulgence, which is perfect. So now you can be marking your calendars for May.
Definitely.
May's filling up quickly.
Yeah, kick off May with a bang at Natural Indulgence.
Okay, tickets. You're going to get food tasting. It's all about natural foods and how to taste, how you can eat well and live well. Naturally, without feeling like you're just sucking on carrot juice forever.
Exactly.
And you know what carrot juice does? I don't know.
Makes your fingers yellow after a while.
Really?
You know what Cheetos do? Okay. We'll
kind of the same thing.
I think Cheetos are kind of out of this discussion.
Well, and so you talked about you've got five. Did you say seven or five?
We have nine different restaurants that will be at this event. Tapas, Cleary's, Market Street Steakhouse, View 202, Woodside Grill, Cicada Cantina, C.R. Gibbs. Those are just a few of the ones that will be there.
How do we get tickets?
Tickets are $35 each. You can purchase them at Turtle Bay's website or come on down to the museum. If you purchase it in the museum store, you'll receive a free honey chai latte along with your
Ooh.
Ticket purchase.
Which we'll be bringing in a few days for you guys.
Okay, now you have the coffee bar. Just give us a little update about what's happening with the restaurant deal down there on the bridge for people who haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah, we closed down the cafe, mm-hmm. and we moved over in preparation for the hotel, which is obviously still lingering out there. moved our visitor center over from, where it was located over near the forest camp, put our museum store over near the bridge, which we found to be really helpful because we're catching all that bridge traffic that we right. weren't getting before, so all those people. And then we opened a little coffee bar in there as well. So you can go in there and get a souvenir, a coffee, a sandwich. We have prepared sandwiches and scones. And it's a great opportunity for when you're out in the early mornings walking the trails to come in and grab a coffee and see what we have for local merchandise in there. It's a great little stop. And it's done very well for us since we've moved it over.
I love it. We did it. You know, I can't tell people enough that we, twice now and encourage other people, if you've never done the Segway tour, that
is a blast.
And the guys, especially the ones that are guided, it's so interesting, stuff that I would never have ever known. So it was, that was educational as well. The history and just being out with nature and seeing the eagle hawk boxes and I don't know, just great information. But anyway, so when we took a break, we had to have a cappuccino. So your new drink is?
The honey chai latte.
Which?
And it's obviously brought up from this event, and it focuses on a local honey vendor. So we're trying to bring, and that's the whole purpose of this, is really focusing not only on organic and natural and whatnot, but focus on our local vendors. So there's a lot of local vendors that we're providing, whether it be an ingredient or the beef or the lavender. Or whatnot. It's really, again, back to what Carl said earlier about our farmers market, which is an outstanding resource that we have in our community, and they're all over. And we actually have the farmers market at Turtle Bay on Saturdays during the summer. So it's a one.
Is that new?
No, it's been for quite a few years. It's in the Sundial Bridge parking lot.
Actually, it's on Sundays.
Sundays.
So, yeah. Well, you know, we drive by regularly next to City Hall. So I called Carl from the, you know, of course I pulled over. Oh, no, I have hands free. So I called, Carl and said, the farmer's market's open, you know, so it's Sundays.
In Somo Vineyards, which has a big restaurant up there, and people may not, people probably don't think about this, but John, the chef, uses a lot of organic,
local
produce, and either from a farm across from it, or now they have grown their own, they've got their own garden going out there.
Really?
What did he say? Like 70% of the stuff they have comes from this area right here.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, and they're trying to expand it out. Of course, some of the beef they use is their own beef. You can't say it's organic, but you can say it's free-ranging, grass-fed beef.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, because there's so many things you have to say when you say organic, but these are probably as clean as you're going to get anywhere.
And this is what's so lovely about a lot of the restaurants that are here on the Natural Indulgence is that what we're having here is we're now, you can see, everyone is evolving into what's local, what's natural, what is indigenous. You know, I mean, we're not flying in star fruit from China.
No.
Yeah. This is all like natural stuff. This is good stuff here. All right. Tickets again. Turtle Bay Museum, at the bridge, the visiting center.
So pick it up in the coffee bar, right at the bridge and, pick up a ticket there for $35, and we'll give you a honey chai latte, compliments of us.
Sounds great. Closing thoughts here before we take a break.
Just going to be an outstanding event. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there's going to be a really fun raffle during the event where you can win 12 months of indulgence all for yourself.
She's already got that. What can I get? Toby Osborne and Christina Lederbron and from Turtle Bay and... Lederbron.
Sorry, it used to be German. It's been Americanized.
Well, I was pronouncing it the German way.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Okay, we're talking about the big event. It's going to be May 2nd. You pick up your tickets over Turtle Bay. There's so many things going on over Turtle Bay right now. And this, I think, is a great thing because I think that people learning that you can eat well but eat healthy. And there's all types of places around town that will indulge that for you.
Exactly.
Oh, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience."
We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show coming up. It's going to be Sundays starting April 28th from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
Come join us every Sunday at noon here on KCNR. We're going to start up our program on April 28th and we sure hope you join us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, we just saw Mike this weekend. You talk about granite countertops, outstanding work. You can literally let him go into your kitchen and just leave for a couple of days and he'll get it finished for you and clean it up. Outside work, fire pits, you name it, he's got it. All types of beautiful work that Mike Huber of State Granite does. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. And you know what? Take advantage of calling now, 241-7866, because he's booked out right now into the summer. So you might want to call him now and see what you can get going here. He's really busy because he does such great work. State Granite.
Our guests, Toby Osborne and Christine Liederbrand, are here from Turtle Bay this morning. And Christine, we were talking about an event that's happening May 2nd, Natural Indulgence, where we can get tickets, but we have a couple of things to cover.
Oh, exactly. As part of Natural Indulgence, we're doing a fun game called 12 Months of Indulgence, and it's a raffle. And for $20, you can win a chance to be indulged every single month. We have every single month has a different theme. Like January of 2014 is Indulge Your Body. You'll win a 1 hour organic facial at Sea Skin Bijou. You would win a stress relief kit with a massage and manicure at Boheme Salon. Anyway, each month is a different theme, and for $20, you get the chance to win this fabulous prize.
It's a great idea.
And the drawing will be the night of May 2nd during the Natural Indulgence event.
What a fabulous $20.
You don't have to be there to win.
How wonderful. And, that's a great idea. 12 months of indulgence in different aspects.
Exactly.
All, I'm sure, donated locally.
Yes, these are all from local organizations. Each month has a different theme, like I said, like June is Indulge Your Home. September is Indulge Your Mind. October is Indulge Your Health. So, I mean, there's a wide variety of prizes. There's $2,100 worth of different prizes, all from local organizations here in the community.
This is beautiful. So, well, you know, we're talking about businesses building upon businesses, and we love to cover that here. So we just have a few minutes left. We have any more thoughts on Natural Indulgence, May 2nd?
I just want to remind people that tickets are on sale now. Last year when we did a tasting event, we did Chocolate After Dark, if you remember. The tickets sold out 3 days before the event. So they're going fast. So give us a call, 242-3130, or go on the website, purchase your tickets online, or, like Toby and I said a little earlier, come into the coffee bar, purchase your tickets there, and receive your free honey chai latte.
Well, Toby, you have another announcement about shows opening this weekend.
Yeah, it's a great time to come out and visit Turtle Bay. The Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, which is this year sponsored by the Record Searchlight, opens this Saturday. So it's your wonderful opportunity to see Spike the Porcupine, Digger the Badger, Cricket the Barn Owl, and all the other animal celebrities. It's an all-new show this year, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's been choreographed to music as it has in the past, Sharon Clay, who's been in here many a time, does an awesome.
In fact, she's going to be back again. We hope she brings what's the porcupine's name?
Spike.
Spike and Bob got along. Bad Bob got along so well.
My parents too. Now, here's an announcement: you are reopening once again, back by popular demand.
The Butterfly House. The Butterfly House will open on May 21st. It's a limited engagement this year. We got some great local support. So we're going to have 6 weeks of the Butterfly House. So it'll run May 21st through July 7th, so it'll be open for July 4th weekend, which is great when a lot of out-of-town guests come into the area.
Super.
So we're real excited, and some great exhibitions coming this summer. The Art of the Brick is returning, Nathan Sawaya and all of his Lego creations.
Oh, yeah, like that.
All new, entirely new exhibit. So we got a lot of great things coming this summer to Turtle Bay, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, good. We'll see you May 2nd at the Natural Indulgence, and you're going to be in next week with some animals, and I understand you may be dropping off some of that honey live.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring you by a honey chai latte.
Honey chai.
Oh.
Let you have
we're
going to
see
honey
what
chai
we can do for Carl, too. But
yeah,
we'll,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe we can get you all to maybe have a couple tickets we can give away.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I have some tickets with me today.
Well, I tell you what, you leave those with us, and we, when you, after we see you tomorrow, we will do that. We'll give away two tickets.
You bet.
Thank you.
Natural Indulgence.
Christina, sometime I'd love to have you come back. I want to interview you all years you've been with Turtle Bay. Let's talk about you. And another day would you come back and be
I'd
on
be
my show?
I'd be happy to come back.
Okay. I'd love to have you come back to on the spot with
no,
Linda. We've got a whole night we can cover.
Come.
All right. We'll be back, right back.
With Danny Silk.
This is going to be a great hour.
This is, we're having a new show begin this weekend. And I think you want to hear about this.
He's
this
an
is
author.
Something author, worldwide lecturer, and a gentleman with some good thoughts on life and your family.
Parenting.
We'll
be
right
back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Kids are going to school again in Boston. People back at work.
I feel a lot better. The weather's so nice, and it's just nice to be out and be back in our city.
A week after the marathon bombings. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Boston.
A makeshift memorial still grows here along Boylston Street near the bomb blast. The area is still blocked off to the public, the same public that vows not to live in fear.
Everybody here is pulled together, I mean, to be out places, and everybody's just happy to be here, happy to interact with one another, and it's Boston's an amazing city.
This is the man accused of terrorizing Boston, lies at a hospital bed in serious condition, still unable to speak to the FBI, who no doubt, along with people here, has many questions. A series of memorials and vigils are planned today, along with a moment of silence at 2:50 Eastern Time, the moment last Monday when the first bomb went off, Dave.
Now, Jeff, President Obama will also observe that moment of silence at the White House. A bipartisan immigration reform plan that would allow some illegals to become citizens is getting a hearing in the Senate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Where a top farmers lobbyist admits
that a majority of our current workforce is undocumented.
National Council of Farmer Cooperatives President Charles Conner tells the Senate Judiciary Committee that's why the immigration bill now before the Senate is so important.
The agricultural provisions in this legislation represent our best chance in over a decade or longer to solve the labor shortage in agriculture.
But the panel's ranking Republican Chuck Grassley wonders if the immigration bill ought to be delayed in light of the Boston Marathon bombings. Dave?
Rich, they're hoping sandbags will hold rivers back in the Midwest, but some areas have already flooded.
Everything's gone. Everything. We're just homeless now.
She's in Albany Park, Illinois. Two people died in Indiana. Another in Missouri inside cars swept away by rushing water. Fewer homeowners sold their homes last month, but the National Association of Realtors says despite the slight dip in previously owned home sales from February, it was still at 10% more than a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 57. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
Police near Seattle are still trying to sort out what happened in a late-night shooting that left five dead. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has details live.
Police have not yet determined what led to the Sunday night shooting at an apartment complex south of Seattle in Federal Way, but say there is no threat to the public.
We have a total of five victims.
and no officers were injured. There are people at the apartment complex who are providing witness statements, and the investigation will continue throughout the morning.
Federal Way police spokesman Kathy Schrock, one of the five people dead was a man shot by police after he reached for a gun. Dave?
According to the Taliban, has hostages in Afghanistan after a Turkish transport helicopter carrying at least 11 civilians had to make an emergency landing in a militant-controlled area. Then they were taken prisoner. NATO says there were no Americans on board. Tent villages have sprung up in China, where Saturday's earthquake has left 188 dead, 11,000 injured.
Picking through the debris, in Lushan City, rescuers pulled at least 91 people out alive, said China's state news agency. One man whose house collapsed recalled the moment the earthquake struck. Everything was falling in, he said. I thought I wouldn't get out. I couldn't see anything, and everywhere I heard people crying out. Chinese troops are helping to clear roads, but reports said one of their excavators plunged into a ravine, and the Chinese Red Cross says some of its aid is stuck in traffic jams. One Red Cross volunteer said she saw survivors begging for water from soldiers. China's government said it needs no help from foreign nations. The foreign ministry thanked those that offered to help. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
China's new bird flu strain has spread to another province in that country. It's now 105 people infected. 20 have died. The World Health Organization says there is no evidence it is being spread person to person, but 9 people close to the latest victim infected are being closely monitored. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:05 in the morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. We've got people on hold and,
more people calling
I feel
in.
Like, okay, well, let's talk about the 63 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It looks like we're going to have a sunny day today with temperatures around 82. My gosh, we put on the air conditioning just a little bit, just kind of blow it out a little bit. Clear tonight with temperatures around 62. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We're going to go to the phones right now with our Wells Fargo Minute and Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 57 points at 14,490. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1552, and the NASDAQ is up 3 at 3209. Active stocks today include Power One Incorporated, up $2.29 at $6.33, and Dell Computers down 13 cents at $13.27. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 7 cents at $10.99, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 47 cents at $47.30. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.69%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 2 cents at $88.25. Gold is up 28.80 at $14.24.40, and silver is up 40 cents at $23.41. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. Right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. If you want to know what's going on Wall Street, it's very volatile, as everybody knows, and they're the ones that keep following it. Stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, let's go to Debbie Johnson. Let's talk a little bit about Honor Flight. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, well, you're on.
I'm here. I just returned from Washington, D.C. yesterday with our World War II heroes, and I wanted to let you know, amidst all the bad news that we usually get, that we had a wonderful, wonderful time and some wonderful, wonderful stories, and appreciate all your support in promoting our program.
Well, you know what? It's a great program y'all have with Honor Flight and taking our World War II veterans back to D.C. to see that monument. And hopefully in the next couple of days we can get you on and we can talk about what happened out there.
How many guys were on the flight, et cetera? You have to share some stories with us, Debbie.
Great. And I do have one really important one going out about how far you reach. One of our heroes came back, and his house had burned to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Harley Sattler up in MacArthur and Day. He lives up in Day. And so we're working out a way to bring in some support for him. And we'll be talking to you some more about that.
Absolutely.
But anybody up in that area that's listening today that can support Harley, we'll give you some information how to do that.
Okay. You know what? Give me a call. Give us a call after the show today, Debbie, and we'll get all this information out.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's move to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, you sound so sedate and calm and, you know.
Great show on Sunday.
Thank you.
You always have great shows on Sunday, We the People. So what's happening tonight?
Tonight we're going to be talking about Shasta Dam. We've got a gentleman coming in to talk about, you know, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure. This is an issue that it's very scientifically related, so I don't have an opinion on either side of it, but we've got a gentleman coming in tonight to talk about the potential of raising Shasta Dam and the impact that that will have. So for those of you that are interested in hearing more about that, come on out.
It could have a huge impact.
Yeah.
Raise it 16 feet, I think, is something they said, what it would do to the people.
I do know, yeah, that all of the folks that are living near Shasta Lake in a certain perimeter and those that operate businesses will be probably adversely affected.
Wow. Okay, that's tonight?
Yep, tonight.
6 p.m.?
2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
What time again?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
All right,
you betcha.
Thank you. We're really excited. We're going to take a break here, but we're very excited about our upcoming guests. You don't want to go anywhere. We're very thrilled to have the Silks with us. Danny just got back, and he's author of several books, and they've got a show coming up that's going to be kicking off this weekend. There's some stuff that you're not going to want to miss, that great insight on parenting and other topics coming up in the next hour here. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 63 degrees out there, 8:15 in the morning on April the 22nd. It's going to be a great day today.
Oh my God, that's
beautiful
makes
day
me.
Today.
Yeah,
we have this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's with great coffee. Not only can you drink coffee there, you can buy the beans and every type of machine to make it. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. You know, when Linda and I started the KCNR over 4 years ago now, I know it's hard to believe that. I know, over 4 years ago, we wanted to make community radio. And how do you do community radio? Well, you talk about the community, you invite people on from community, and you put on community shows. Shows that from people in our community. And we are so happy to say is that this is, we believe it's been successful. We're getting ready to debut our 20th and 21st shows here in the next couple of weeks.
Local
shows.
That are far reaching with intent.
That's right. Anything from, sporting goods to politics to business to finance to, you know, if you pretty much health, a lot of health shows, health and beauty and taking care of yourself shows, which is important. And this Sunday, we're getting ready to debut another show. And our host here, Danny and Sherry Silk, and the name of the show is Living on Purpose. It's about parenting, relationships, and our community. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Here.
So excited. Okay, where's the confetti? Poo! Yeah, it's here.
We have a flag. That's all.
that's always been good enough for me. So, Danny, tell us about the show.
The show, Carl, is going to be basically a lot of discussion around building stronger, healthier families, you know, and relationships. I think everybody had an algebra class or a history class or a biology class in high school. Next to no people were actually trained how to communicate with other human beings and or to build loving relationships. Yeah. I think it's a conspiracy. It's a ridiculous oversight.
We have a couple shows on that.
Yeah. Sorry. No UFOs on this show. And so we will spend time just interviewing people that are doing life successfully, building healthy relationships. We'll talk a lot about parenting, marriage, communication, different things, working conflicts out. We'll take call-ins from folks who want to just dialogue with us, and as well as we're just going to invite some people from the community in that Sherry's crossing paths with lots of successful people in the community.
Yes, there's lots going on out there, and Carl and Linda, what you don't know about Danny is in private, people that really know him and have been helped by him, they call him the love doctor.
Uh-oh.
You know that?
No.
The love doctor.
No.
He brings the love to all relationships. How does that feel for you, though? That's a big one for you.
I cannot discuss this on the air with you. Talk to me later.
Well, you know, the love doctor, that's a lot of pressure right there.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Things got glowing over there.
Right out of the gate.
So when did you start when did you realize I have to take I have to write a book? And when was that?
2008 was the Loving Our Kids on Purpose. That was the first book I wrote. It was after, 20 years of doing parenting training all over the North State and starting to travel around doing the same thing. And it just, you just can't be everywhere at the same time, so you have to start multiplying yourself, and a book is a great way to do that.
Yeah, Danny's taught parenting in all of our local high schools here and middle schools, and there's lots of parents out there that know who he is because he's helped them with their kids. You know, all of us, these little bundles come and there's no
instructions,
and they come, all you need is diapers and a bottle and a blanket, and then pretty soon they're telling you what's up and you need some tools.
Yeah.
I need some help with these kids. So he's been helping folks around the community for years. I don't know when did you start working with the local high schools here?
It started back in the early 90s. I was teaching a lot of way back in the 19th century. I taught Love and Logic most places around here, so that would be the most familiar.
Love and Logic.
Love and Logic. It's a group out of Golden, Colorado, Jim Fay, Foster Klein, and it's just a really great model. I had to teach foster parents who can't spank children. You can't spank a foster child. How are they going to parent if I can't threaten that I'm going to hurt you? And that set into motion a whole bunch of dynamics that I had to learn myself. I was like, gosh, I don't even know how to raise a child without threatening I'm going to hurt them, you know? So that was,
number one parenting tool.
Yeah, intimidation. Spanking. Yes,
intimidation. Okay, well, you know what? We've got to take I'm going to take a break just a little bit early because I want to come back and let's
to
follow
spank
that
or not
up.
To spank. I don't know.
Because we were at the Red Bluff Rodeo. Red Bluff Roundup on Friday. And there's three children behind us. And Linda, when she sat down, goes, oh, here we go, because it's on the bleachers. Those children were very, very well behaved.
Awesome.
And and she says, gosh, those kids are good. And it's toward the end of the night. It's late, and the lady and Linda says, I said, well, tell the lady. I'm sure the parents would like to hear from somebody. Hey, your kids are good.
Good job.
And she says, you know what? Your kids are so well behaved. And the lady looks at her. She says, that's because. And she holds her hand up. They know that this is there.
Yeah.
And she says we're probably one of the few parents that probably still do that.
She said we're one of the rare ones, but.
But it was
humorous. I doubt that.
And the kids were smiling they were happy and they were engaged and they listened to their mother and father. Yeah. And I just was like, I'd love to see that. We've had witnessed a great amount of that this weekend.
And that's why I wanted to, this is a good part was we can't use intimidation. What can we use? We'll be right back. Danny and Sherry Silk are our guests. They're starting their new program this weekend, this Sunday, Living on Purpose. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from Estate Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866, 241 Stone.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals, if it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
I see trees of green.
One of my favorite songs
Welcome
of all
back.
Time.
That's my father's favorite song. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is. Dan.
I talked to us from
That's
heaven.
That's why I have it recorded. 63 degrees out there, 8:23 in the morning, April the 22nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is it competitive prices that you're getting? Do they offer senior and veterans discounts? Is it locally owned and family operated? That's Shasta Gas Propane. Over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Good people out there. Our guests are Danny and Sherry Silk. They're debuting their radio show beginning this Sunday at noon. And it's called Living on Purpose. It's about parenting relationships in the community. Danny was talking about when he left that when you take away
to spank or not to spank.
Because you know what, there's gotta be something there that it's, you know, like if you don't do this, because you know, sometimes logic doesn't work on children or adults, but if you don't do this, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do
How
that?
How do you teach that?
How do you teach that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the main things that children are growing up learning today that's unique is that they have choices. They really don't have to do very many things anymore. There for a long time, the entire environment was trying to force children to do things. Teachers, parents, neighbors, everybody would tell you what to do and you obey, and that was it. And now it feels like things are out of control because they're still using the same old tools. They've changed the rules on parents and society, meaning that they've taken away the ability to intimidate your child into submission. You'll go to jail today. Your children will be removed from you today if you use the tools that your parents and your grandparents gave you. The teachers can't use those tools. The parents can't use those tools. So now we have a situation where it feels like everything's out of control. It's just a small change, and that is simply, I began to ask, give you a couple choices. You have a couple choices. You know, would you like to do what I asked you to do, or would you like to sit right there until you figure it out? Now, it isn't anytime we enter a power struggle with our kids, this is where we begin to destroy our relationship. So that's what we want to get rid of, are these power struggles where we're screaming and yelling. Because you can intimidate an 8-year-old. You can, you know, you can get up in their face, you know, you're a big guy, Carl, you could scare any 8-year-old, you know, put him in his place.
Well, maybe 7-year-old.
Yeah, okay, see? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah. It's because now you're intimidating even when you stand over them.
Yeah.
Now you're into their space and you're intimidating.
Now try that on your 15-year-old. And now what you've done is what you've expected to work all these years stops working. But it's the only tool that you have is intimidation, domination, and threat. So parents blow up their relationship with their children because they were handed a set of tools that don't really work on your adolescent. So we need to empower a toddler. I need a toddler to be thinking choices. I need a toddler to start learning not to be controlled by me. I don't want the job of controlling you as a child. As a matter of fact, I can't control you, child. I want you to learn to control yourself. And so that becomes the goal of parenting, is to teach my child to control themselves. Because the fact is, nobody can control them. And if they don't learn to control themselves, they'll live out of control.
And acting out. You're like the out of control, acting out, rage.
I mean. Yep. So everything has to be from, they have to be able to control themselves.
So that's the goal. And that's that. So all the tools shift from give me control of you to what are you going to do? See, because your life and the quality of your life is the outcome of the choices that you make in life. As an adult, the quality of our life is rooted in the choices that we make. Nobody's making me pay my taxes. Nobody's making me budget my money. Nobody's making me watch my weight. Nobody's making me go to bed at night. Nobody's making me go to work. You know, nobody makes me do that. But the consequences are the quality of my life that I experience on the other side of those choices. So as a parent, I start introducing that early on when it's way cheap. It's way cheap that you didn't want to do your homework. Oh, we'll figure that out. But you don't want to go to work? Oh, boy, I hope you don't have any kids. This is going to be hot. This is going to be rough.
So, okay, so they're 8 years old. I don't want to do my homework, mm-hmm. Dad. We got like 2 minutes left. I don't want to do my homework, Dad. What do you do with that one then?
Oh, son, feel free to join us for dinner as soon as your homework's done. Take your time.
What? You would stop a child from eating?
No, the child's stopping himself from eating.
Okay, there's what that's what I want to get into, is because somebody, we were talking to somebody in Anselmo's the other night.
Isn't that parent
and
abuse?
And it says...
Not feeding your child?
And it said, is how do you raise a child to be a stand-up kind of guy? And you just said it right there. Mm-hmm. Here's your responsibility. You're going to take responsibility for your actions. If you don't want to do your homework, fine, then you just don't eat tonight. You're not going to starve to death by tomorrow.
No.
We all know that. But now you're taking responsibilities for your decision at this age, and they start to learn that.
Yeah, we had an 8-year-old child once. He's much bigger now.
We had three of them.
That's the way that usually works.
This one particular story, we, as a family, decided to go out and rake the front lawn upright. We lived in Weaverville, and there was like 30 trees that dumped pine needles in our yard. So we were all gonna have a section to clean, and our middle son just didn't want to do it. He just didn't want to do it, and he just drug his rake around, and Danny said, well, as soon as you're done, we have breakfast, you know, and all the other kids got done and went in, were eating breakfast, and he just couldn't make himself do it. Pretty soon, he's laying in his wheelbarrow.
Sleeping.
Yeah. So he eventually missed
got
breakfast.
Hungry.
Missed breakfast. But he...
And lunch was ready.
Lunch is coming. Hope you don't miss lunch.
His stomach was talking to him.
But take your time, son.
It's your decision, son. Yeah. You want to eat today?
Love
then
you so
today
much.
You can do that.
I love you so much.
You want to eat.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Ingresso. No formal charges yet for the Boston Marathon bombing suspect, while the investigation into a motive goes on, as Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso reports.
Terror suspect Yochar Zarnaev remains in serious condition here at Beth Israel Hospital, unable to speak to the FBI, who, along with people who live here, want answers.
Question the heck out of him and find out why they did what they did.
Unconfirmed reports say he's answering questions in writing. On his trip to Israel, Defense Chief Chuck Hagel announces some new military capabilities for that country.
The new radar and anti-radiation missiles, along with Israel's participation in the Joint Strike Fighter program, ensures that Israel will maintain air superiority for the next generation.
It's all part of a wider U.S. arms deal that includes Saudi Arabia and the UAE.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither in Jerusalem. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Casino is the place to salsa the weekend away for your Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Enjoy delicious chicken, shrimp, or fish tacos and overtime sports bar, only $5, served all weekend long. $2 tequila shots and tequila sunrises, margaritas and cerveza specials. On Saturday night, a kickin' DVJ will be mixing it up at Overtime Sports Bar. Sunday, serve up a Mexican-inspired brunch inside Elements. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo all weekend long at Wind River Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, my friends. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. What can I say? Go on there and catch up on your communication skills right there at Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. It's
how
a good
grunt.
Place. Really,
it's
a,
it's
I
how
mean,
to
people
grunt.
Really enjoy it. It's
how can
not
you say
just
nothing?
Grunting. It's
how
not
to say nothing with
we,
one grunt?
You know what? We
everybody
talk,
gets
we,
it.
We talk physics, the theory of relativity. I mean, we are big into that. Of course, you might little reloading now.
Currently, we're going to have a beautiful day today with temperatures around 82. Clear tonight with temperatures around 52 degrees. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, 474-5546. Make your reservations to go out there and have a lovely dinner on the deck. Thursday night's pizza night, again, Ensemble Vineyards. And we are really thrilled to have our next to the end of our show today with two very, very special people.
Danny and Sherry Silk, their show debuts this Sunday at noontime, Living on Purpose. And it's going to be a show about parenting relationships and the community. We've already been talking a little bit about, you know, taking away, you take away the threat of smacking a kid. And I mean, that's how we were, you know, people my age group, maybe not.
Mine too.
I'm a little bit older than you guys.
Mine too.
And, but how do you handle that? And you talked about, well, teaching responsibility, but it's about, life's about making choices. And there's good results, and you know, and maybe not such good results about choices as what you've been talking about. But Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you travel all over the world on classes, and you've written books. I mean, literally, you just got back from another course and working with a group of people down in I think it was
Fremont.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So who's Danny Silk?
Well, Danny Silk, he's a complex individual, actually.
Besides being the, what is it?
The
doctor of love.
The love doctor.
The love doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah.
You gotta say it
that.
Right.
Yeah, we're gonna try to keep that down. We're gonna try to keep that down.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, my background is social work, actually. I have a master's degree from Sac State, in social work. Sherry and I worked for Ramey Vista here locally for almost 10 years. That ended us up in Mount Shasta, with a foster care, adoptive care agency up there, supervising that region for Ramey Vista. We worked in the group homes with adolescents. Yep. Who
over 100 teenagers went through our home.
Yeah, we raised 100 of somebody else's teenagers. Yep. Back in our 20s. We were just ahead of them.
What were we thinking?
I don't know what we were thinking. And
wow.
So we
Do you ever hear from them?
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
Sometimes,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Occasionally. I've done a lot of work with domestic violence a batterer's treatment program that I wrote and facilitated in Trinity County when we moved back there. I did that for 6 years and had just great success working with people who had lived out of control and with the belief that they could control other people, and that's how they ended up in jail. And they soon learned that the best control they could ever use is controlling themselves.
He worked with the offenders, not with the victims.
Yeah, not the victims. Yeah, because a lot of people work with the victims, but you got to break that circle someplace.
Yeah, so these guys are going to jail for a year if they don't come spend 2.5 hours a week with me for a year. So it was a great time. Currently, I'm one of the senior leaders at Bethel Church here in town. Been doing that since 2001. And then I travel around about 100 days a year with, people, churches and groups that are in relationship with Bethel Church, and do a lot of culture of honor stuff, which is another book that I wrote. And that is essentially, how do powerful people work together? How do we take this hierarchical structure out of our environments where there's a boss that's intimidating everybody and making everybody do stuff, and we actually create a safe place where people can happen and be themselves and contribute creatively and effectively just as how they function.
Without being in fear of coming up with a good idea and getting slapped down.
Yeah. Or
because the boss didn't think about it.
Or the boss is afraid that the people are going to take his spot, because the only way that you get this spot is you climbed over the tops of other people to get it, then you fight the rest of your career to keep it. Well, churches aren't a whole lot unlike that. So, you have to create a culture that is empowering, or else, much like a family, if you don't create a culture that's empowering, then there's somebody to be afraid of in that family system. And then that gets translated into how you see God and all that stuff. And so there's a lot of good stuff that's going on in the world today around just people learning how to take care of relationships more than ever. I mean, I meet people every day that would just astonish you at how well they're doing, raising their family, living together, and bringing out the best in each other.
Well, the weekend, we were with 12 boys. I think the oldest one was 13.
That's a team. And they went to team. Of boys.
Well, this was three families, but one had five, one had four, and then the rest of them were like
neighbors.
Neighbors that just showed up, but they were boys too. Yeah. And it was remarkable to see the interaction in this, but you're absolutely right there was nobody getting smacked. Okay, put your face against the wall. Mm-hmm. That happened one time to one of the younger ones that smacked another kid, but it was for a short period of time, but it was, when you're ready to come off the wall. When you're ready to come off the ball. Yeah, it's kind of like a accepting responsibility there. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Danny and Sherry Silk are our guests. Their new show, Living on Purpose, is going to be debuting this Sunday. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions.
Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, 63 degrees out there, 45 in the morning, April 22nd. Our guest, Danny and Sherry Silk, they're starting their new program here, Living on Purpose, this Sunday at noon. And it's about families and relationships and the community.
Yeah, we're excited.
You know what? It's all tied in together. It seems like all these statistics for Shasta County's got all these abused families, or mm-hmm. or so many instances of family abuse or spousal abuse, mm-hmm. and then there's so many things with drugs and so many things with the children. You know, they may finish school but they don't go any further. But it's so tied in, and if you can break the cycle. Mm-hmm. Which is what you're working to do.
Yeah, the ones that are closest to us are the ones that hurt the most when those relationships are broken up. You know, we have these family units, we have these ideas in our head, you know, I'm gonna get married and have a family and it's gonna be like this, or whatever is going on that you think is the, you know, the ideal situation. And then real life happens and you need some help with how to talk and communicate with your spouse, or how to talk to your kids, or your kid's in trouble at school and you got to talk to the teacher. There's all these rubs in life that you have to, you need some skills and some communication, you know, just some strategies to.
One of our sons said, Mom, my friends don't even know how to talk to their parents.
Yeah, he was going to high school and he was in a personal growth class. And he said, you know, I sit there and they teach us about STDs and how to, you know, not get a girl pregnant and all this stuff. But no one's teaching us how to talk to our peers or our parents or our teachers. None of my friends know how to communicate with their parents. Like, everyone's just locked up in this us against them. We're trying to endure life to get everybody out the door. And yet, even adult children, I mean, I had a brother that was on drugs, you know, he's 10 years clean and sober now, which is awesome, but he just racked my mom for years. So he was out of the house, but it didn't change that she had this heart-wrenching, hard time with him, you know? So life goes on, and we need some help with these just very close personal relationships. So
yeah,
that's
I thought
what we
raising
wanna do.
Toddlers was just the challenge of my life.
Yes.
And then, oh man, teenagers is, oh my gosh. And I think parenting adult children has been the biggest challenge.
I think that, you know,
parenting adult children
is the biggest challenge.
What we're seeing in the last decade, at least, especially with the economy, what happened is all your adult children, in many cases, have come back into the home.
They call them the boomerang generation.
Now how do you, you know, here's a child who's lost their, maybe bringing his wife and kid with them, mm-hmm. or her husband and child with them. They've lost their jobs. They've lost their homes. And now they're living with you. How do you encourage, you encourage them to,
yes.
I mean, because now they feel like, oh, I'm a failure at this time in their life. So, what do you say to them?
Oh, there's just so many dynamics there. You know, somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, try and solve this one in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So many dynamics there. But even without that, you know, your children coming home, your children's lives continue to affect you deeply. And they become more and more powerful. they can do, they could always do whatever they wanted. They just shaped it because your influence is right there. They can literally now do whatever they want, and you're just in the wake of the blast of those decisions. So it's, this is, again, this is why it's so important that we pay attention to this heart-to-heart connection that you cultivate with your child over time, so that they begin to learn that the decisions that they make affect the people that they love. So they make a different decision when they're away from you because they're still connected to you even when they're not standing right next to you.
And this is so important. Of course, there's a million things that go through my mind, and that's what's going to be so valuable with your show, because when children get married and children get divorced, how that ripple down effect is so, and like you said, the parents are in the wake of their child, or they're not being able to have access to their grandchild. I mean, I have this around me. Several of my friends that are parents of divorced kids, and they can't, they're like trying to, when do I get my grandkid? Right. And how it's tearing them up. That's a whole like,
new dynamic.
It's a whole show and a half in a month.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
A year.
It's interesting how you say that the kids are having a class, or the children are having classes on personal relations and this. And yet it seems to me that the school, and I could be wrong, you know, it's been a long time since I had kids in school, but it seems to me that schools have so many rules to almost keep parents from knowing what's going on. Am I wrong in this, or is this, is this just something I'm just kind of like a, you know, oh no, Carl, you're wrong. That there is an open communication. I mean, is the school letting parents know everything they should know?
That's a hard question to answer in that, you know, parental rights are pretty stringent. They're pretty fortified in this country. I mean, it takes a lot to remove a parent from a situation. At the same time, there's a lot of scary homes out there, and there's a lot of teachers that are aware of that, and they're trying to protect children from scary families.
Okay.
You know, so it works both ways. I mean, you know, you wouldn't want anybody protecting you from your children, but, those teachers that find out about some of these situations that go on, in, they are trying to protect these children because
they have to tell somebody if they think a child's being abused or is in a dangerous situation, I would hope.
Yeah, and they're trying to, there's a lot of busy parents nowadays that are, some of the things that teachers are teaching are written into our school programs now because the parents are not taking responsibility to teach these things as well. So the teachers are responding to the busy household of two working parents, and they're trying to, you know, help every way they can. And
teaching is just a completely different job today than it was back when you just were the teacher. You're now the parent, the cop, the parole officer, the social worker, the coach. You do just about
everything.
You're
one of the parents at that point.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, my question is, what do you say to parents who don't know how to say no and they indulge their children? How do you unteach that? We'll
great
find
question.
That out when we get back. KCNR 1460.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White. We are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th, at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 71 degrees out there. 855, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air treats you just like their family. Our guests are Danny and Sherry Silk, and they're debuting their new program, Living on Purpose, parenting, relationships, community, and so many other things at that point. We're really happy to have you all on
it's
today.
Great to be here.
And to start this program, because I really believe that from just the things you said, if you don't take anything else out from what you've said so far, it's the teaching of responsibility to children and letting them make that decision. You don't have to threaten them. You don't have to intimidate them. You just have to say, well, that's your decision. Mm-hmm. And this is the result of your decision. Mm-hmm. And if you can start them at age 5 or 4 or 3, and by the time that they're 21 or 2, okay, is that when
it starts to work?
Is that when it starts?
It starts even before that.
Really?
Yeah. Jim Fay in Love and Logic says, as soon as they can spit the beats,
okay, they start to tell you.
That's defiant at that point. Is that defiance, or does that mean it's just that I don't like the taste?
It's an opportunity to start learning.
Well, what do you do then? I mean, what can you do then?
Well, we'll talk about that. You can stay tuned, Carl.
Definitely.
We're going to talk about
that. Definitely.
Because you know what? Everybody has a child. I mean, and you're right. They do not come with a set of directions that say, if this happens, reset. And there's no reset buttons.
No.
Once it's in there.
Return to manufacturer. They don't have that either.
Once it's in their little brains, I mean, it takes a long time to get it out.
And then you have a second one and it's completely different.
Totally.
And we all carry our stuff. We can't help it. We grow up with how our parents raised us, so we pass it on. And now is the opportunity with this show that's coming up on Sunday that you guys are, we feel really blessed to have you with us on our family of shows, local programming. But now is your chance to really get some insight. Like if you're saying, you know, it's just not working. I feel like my relationship with my child, or maybe I need to understand the child listening that wants to be able to communicate better with his parents. Maybe the parents are closed down. It's my way or the highway. How to be able to open up the discussion with family members.
Yeah. Good. We're excited.
Okay. Well, we've got.
Was that a question?
No. That was a comment. You can comment to my comment.
You can re-comment, though.
Well, I was thinking that earlier at the break, you said that you wanted to talk about overindulging our children.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that question?
Well, when do you say no? And what is overindulgent? We think, I was telling you about a society, I think, where, you know, you get a car at 16 and a cell phone and girls are getting their hair dyed and their nails done and it's like, you know, a $5, you know, Starbucks. This is just like, well, what do you mean? It's expected. That's just kind of an analogy, but a fact in many mm-hmm. of our children today. But when do you say no and how do you learn?
You say no by asking good questions. Like, you know, well, how much would it cost for you to have your nails done? How are you going to get that done? Do you want any help with that? You know, I began to create the real world around you as a child as soon as I possibly can, because I don't want to raise you for a fantasy. I don't want you to, I don't want to launch you into a fantasy world that then you expect somebody else to provide all this stuff. That's entitlement. That's exactly how we create a culture of entitlement, is I've raised you since the time you were a small child to expect this fantasy response from life. And so I want to take responsibility as a parent to cultivate an expectation and a gratitude inside of you as a child. So I'll give you stuff. Of course I will. I love you. I'm going to give you more than you deserve and more than you've earned and da-da-da-da. And you are going to cultivate gratitude for every one of those things. So we'll be checking your gratitude meter throughout your lifetime, especially when you're a teenager. So when I give you something like the keys to my car, there's a thank you attached to that. Or we have a problem we need to sort out before these keys leave my hand. And there will always be a connection to your acknowledgement that when you are given something, you are grateful.
Okay. So if you're going to get this, or you want this, how can I help you with this? But on the other end of it is, this is just, you know, real life. All into your hands. There's something that goes along with this.
The expectation.
This is not going to happen the rest, you know, this is something that's not going to happen the rest of your life.
Deserving, because I'm your
child. That's great. That's great. Well.
Oh, that makes me feel really happy. I love that.
So Sunday.
And we're never too old to stop learning.
Hopefully.
As we evolve.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Sunday, then at noon, at 12 o'clock.
Sherry
on
Silk.
Sunday, high noon. Sherry
the love,
and Danny Silk.
The love, Sherry Silk and the love doctor.
She's finding out something about Sherry.
They probably already know some.
Well, you know, we talked to her a lot. This is the first time.
Yeah.
What
about you?
And, living
and
on
and
purpose.
And Sherry, Sherry will be hosting before. The show as well. And of course, we know Sherry runs the Civic Center. Okay.
Living on purpose on Sundays at 12. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Marathon bombing victims being laid to rest today. Crystal Campbell would have been 30 next month. The restaurant manager, one of three people killed when she went to watch a friend finish the race. A long line of mourners filing in for the service being held now in Medford, Massachusetts. Later this afternoon, a solemn remembrance planned 1 week since the bombing as the investigation continues. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Boston.
A pair of tennis shoes hang on a makeshift memorial here along Boylston Street with a caption, "You'll be remembered. Stay strong, Boston." Police radios go silent during a statewide moment of silence today at 2:50 Eastern Time. The city slowly trying to get back to normal. People are out going for walks, shopping, and back in school, and they tell us they too have questions.
We want answers. We want to be able to talk to him. We want to find out why the hell he did this. I don't know. We just have to kind of wait.
Wait for terror suspect Jokhar Tsarnaev, who's still in serious condition.